Damien, great to be back with you to talk about the Monday Business Watch. I want to start things off with a big announcement last week by New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham on the COVID-19 risk map, the one that's color-coded in our state. What can you tell us about it?
Well, we basically upended the apple cart, Anthony. Everything kind of changed. The gating criteria that kind of set the framework for the old map has gone out the window, and that leaves Doniana County going green as of Friday of last week. That means the county can open businesses and other activities under green level restrictions of the state's pandemic reopening framework. In fact, a majority of the state's counties are now green under that new framework. So what the governor said was that 41.6% of New Mexicans 16 and over were now fully vaccinated. And that meant that, of course, 2 weeks have passed since their final vaccine shot. So with that figure, the red to green reopening framework has been modified, and it looks a whole lot different. I think we've discussed this in previous segments about how the rollout of vaccinations is just going to have to change the way that the map is figured.
Okay. We'll obviously be staying updated on that story. I want to move on and talk about an interesting business in Las Cruces, a wallpaper and mural business. What can you tell us about this new venture?
We had a reporter do a great business profile on a local business called Wall Candy, which is a wallpaper and wall mural business that was launched in Las Cruces in January by Hannah and Cliff Robinson. They recently completed a wall mural that some New Mexicans, some Las Cruces may have seen from Mexico inside the Cholitos on Foothills Road. Hannah said that she's a big fan of design and wallpaper and has been featured in many places lately. Her business idea was to design wallpaper and kind of print it on demand. And they've got the ability to do that. Some of these are on traditional wallpaper, which of course use glue. And the one in Cholitos, for instance, I believe is done on vinyl, which is kind of easier to apply and easier to remove if necessary. They've got a really cool concept, and you can find out more at wall-candy.com.
Okay, Damien, one of the things I've missed about moving from the heartland of the country was having so many chicken restaurants in the area. Now, yeah. You have a story about a new restaurant opening that specializes in chicken. What can you tell us?
I hear there may be a chicken wing shortage afoot, but this isn't about that. Slim Chickens is a franchise. They're planning to build 10 restaurants in El Paso and New Mexico, specifically in Las Cruces, Albuquerque, and Santa Fe, I believe. They're kind of a sister company, at least the franchisor, is kind of a sister company of the Del Taco franchise. He's got several Del Taco locations around the state. But this is going to be a restaurant that features chicken tenders, fresh salads, sandwiches. You can get chicken and waffles. You'll love this. They also have 17 house-made dipping sauces.
That's some good news for chicken lovers. Damien, we are out of time, but I want to thank you so much for joining us for this week's Monday Business Watch.
It's always a pleasure.